T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pleased to be joined by LSU baseball coach Paul Maneri. Coach, it's been a long while since you and I have talked. Hope you're well.
It has. Hasn't it, Christian? Boy, how much are we hoping just to get things back to normal again? But, yeah, I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you, and hope everything's well with you.
Yeah, same to you. Happy New Year. I know last Thursday, Major League Baseball lost a legend. You lost a friend in Tommy Lasorda. Can you just talk about what he meant to you? I think he's a godfather to one of your kids, right?
Yes. In all honesty, it was like losing a father again. He just meant that much to me, Christian. I've known him for 40 years. I met him the second year I was in coaching when I was 25 years old. And I don't know why, but he took an interest in me and my career and my family. And, you know, he practically treated me like a son all these years. And he was so very instrumental in my whole life, my whole career, so much of the success and opportunities that I've been able to enjoy have been because of his guidance and mentorship. And, you know, it's going to be a big loss for me. You know, I've already feel the void in my life, and it was a rough few days. And, you know, the only thing that was soothing to me is to know that he lived for 93 years. And I don't think anybody could squeeze more into life than he did in those 93 years. He helped an awful lot of people, and certainly made a tremendous mark on our world.
In the sport of baseball, I grew up, you know, when he was a manager of the Dodgers, I was a kid, and I loved Tommy Lasorda then. And I mean, certainly sorry for your loss and the loss for Major League Baseball and the sport of baseball in general. How'd the fall go?
Fall went really well, Christian. You know, everybody was concerned about whether or not you'd even make it through fall practice, and we got delayed a couple of times, and we finally were able to start at the end of the month of September. I believe on September 30th, we were originally planning on starting on September 10th. But once we got started, we didn't get interrupted at all. We went all the way to November 6th without any positive COVID tests. So we had nobody in isolation, nobody in quarantine, and we were able to get through the entire fall practice. So we got an awful lot done. We found out a lot about our players. You know, it was a great time for teaching, and everybody was just happy to be back out on the field after the season being canceled in the middle of March. So, you know, fortunately for us, you know, it was like I said, an uninterrupted fall, and I think we're about as ready as we can be to start a new season. I'm happy we're getting ready to start.
The 2020 class, we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I'm on LSUsports.net, and I'm looking at some of the player profiles. Did you relax your facial hair, no facial hair policy?
Yes, I did. You know, I don't know. First time in 39 years as a coach, I've decided to let the players kind of do that. You know, and they'd been politicking for many years with me, and I don't know. I just felt with everything that was going on with the pandemic, everybody was so down in the dumps, trying to kind of help them mentally a little bit. I decided to relax that rule and let them have a little individualism. So we'll see how it works out. I'm not sure if we did the right thing or not, but the players are excited about it.
Coach, I also am looking for a schedule. You guys don't have a schedule yet, right?
Christian, you know, just yesterday, the athletic directors ratified the recommendation of the SEC baseball coaches for the format. So we're back to the original format, that, you know, what's normal for us, 10 weekends with 3-game series, So a 30-game conference schedule with 26 non-conference games. And it took us a while to kind of circle back to the original plan. We talked about it, all different kinds of possibilities. And, I mean, when I say we talked about it for several months. I think we started meeting on Zoom in November, and we did it every 2 weeks all the way through last week. And then finally we all agreed that the best thing was to not change anything. And fortunately, the athletic directors agreed with us. And so we should have a SEC schedule that's released by the SEC office sometime midweek next week. And we, of course, have been working on our non-conference schedule. We had three teams have to cancel on us. Illinois was supposed to come in for a weekend series, but the Big Ten is doing conference only, so they had to cancel. We were able to replace them. Scrambling here, you know, at the end, we replaced them with the University of Texas, San Antonio. Army, unfortunately, had to cancel out of the opening weekend, but we were able to plug Louisiana Tech in there as the fourth team, along with Notre Dame and Air Force and LSU. And Lamar had to cancel a midweek game. So we're going to play a second game with Southern University. They needed games because they've had so many people cancel on them. But, you know, it's been a challenge with the schedule, but we should have it all finalized sometime next week.
Very well. Thanks. Thanks for the update on that. I was looking for the schedule, and I couldn't find it. I was like, man, when are they going to announce that? But got that right here on the show. LSU coach Paul Menary, LSU baseball coach Paul Menary here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, let's look at your roster, and I want you to tell me a little bit about it, in particular some of the incoming freshmen. Your first baseman, and it escapes me right now, the freshman. Dylan Cruz or
No. The first
Morgan.
Baseman.
Morgan. Trey Morgan.
Young man from Brother Martin High School, right, New Orleans. Trey Morgan. Really a wonderful young man and a good baseball player, really good baseball player. He's just one of those kids that arrived on campus, and from basically day one, you thought he had some special qualities. You know, I've had a few through the years. You know, LeMayu showed up. You knew right from the start he had something going for him. Alex Bregman, Antoine Duplantis, you know, these guys stepped right in as freshmen. And, you know, I just felt the same about Trey Morgan. And frankly, I felt the same way about Dylan Cruz, who will play right field for us. These are two special, talented kids. But the thing that stands out as much as their talent is their attitude. You know, they're just so hardworking, very coachable, very team-oriented guys, and I just think they're going to do some really great things for the LSU baseball program.
Coach, what was it like last year for you? Had your season canceled, I think, 15 or 17 games in, and also having to talk to your players and keep their spirits up. How challenging was that?
Well, it was extremely challenging, just like it was for a lot of people in our world. You know, we all went through something that none of us had ever experienced before. And I always tried to keep things in perspective, Christian, and I tried to tell that to the players, keep everything in perspective. You know, we're going to sit around and cry and mope because our baseball season got canceled and people are losing their lives all around the world in record numbers. So I think perspective was important to keep. It made us very grateful for what we have. We never will take anything for granted again, that's for sure. But it was also a huge void in everybody's life. It was the first April in my life since I was probably 5 years old that I didn't spend the majority of days on a baseball field. So it was big time adjustment in a lot of ways. But, you know, we've grinded our way through it. It's not over yet, of course. But I feel like, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. My mother got vaccinated today. My son-in-law will be vaccinated tomorrow. He's a dentist here in Baton Rouge. My daughter is a health services person. She'll be getting a vaccination on Monday. So, you know, you're starting to feel like, you know, we're getting close to the ninth inning here and hopefully get this thing under control. But, you know, it's been hard for everybody. It's been hard for college baseball players, college baseball coaches, radio personalities. Every person in whatever walk of life has had to deal with this. And many have been hurt a lot more than I have. You know, they've lost loved ones and they've dealt with serious illnesses. So, you know, we're just happy that we can get through this and hopefully get back to a normal life.
LSU coach Paul Menary here on Sports Talk. Jaden Hill, tell us about your flame-throwing right-handed junior and wearing number zero, right, this year?
Yeah. Well, I think he looks up to Marcus Stroman, who major league pitcher, and he wears number zero. So he asked me if he could wear it. I've never had a player wear number zero before, so he's a first. But, you know, it's a small thing for him, and if it motivates him, then great. Jaden's an ultra-talented kid. There's no question about it. He's got a chance to be special. You know, he's hasn't pitched that much in college baseball. His freshman year, he started the first two games of the year and then went down with a sore arm. Nothing structurally wrong with him. It was just fatigued. And then last year we brought him along slowly. We started to use him out of the pen, and we finally extended him up to four innings. And then, of course, the season got shut down. So he hasn't pitched that much in college baseball yet, so it's a little bit of an unknown for us how he's going to handle a starting role. But certainly he's a great athlete. He's got a great arm. He threw yesterday for the first time against hitters. He was 93 to 97 miles an hour with every fastball. I mean, it's electric stuff, and he's a special kind of kid. If he puts it all together, he's got a chance to be a real high draft choice and lead us to some really special things. But as you know, pitchers only get to pitch once a week like that, starting pitchers. So we're gonna need other guys. And quite frankly, Landon Marceau and A.J. Labas probably outpitched him this fall. So we're pretty excited about our pitching rotation. And, you know, Landon is, you know, he keeps getting better. He's a kid from Destrehan, you know, and he probably deserves to be the Friday night starter as much as anybody. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting spring for us, and I think that starting rotation is going to lead the way.
Something that wasn't talked about a lot last year because you guys didn't play very much was the transformation that Landon Marceau went through in terms of his body. I mean, he really rededicated himself and got himself in great shape. I remember meeting with him last year when y'all opened up practice and how different he looked. He's still in great shape?
Oh, yeah. Landon, he knows where he wants to go. He wants to pitch in the big league someday, and you know, this is his go at it. And not only did he kind of transform his body and get in much better physical condition, which allows him to, you know, stay healthy. It allows him to pitch longer in games and so forth. But his repertoire of pitches has continued to improve as well. You know, his breaking ball now he's gone from kind of a 12-6 overhand curveball to a pretty sharp breaking slider. And he's always had a great changeup to go with his, you know, 90 to 92 mile an hour moving fastball, and he's got really good command. So I'll tell you, I'm expecting Landon to have a huge year this year and be a real leader of our team.
You got to tell me about Blake Money, 6'7", 245. Is he money?
You know what he is? People that follow LSU baseball will remember Todd Peterson.
Yeah.
He's kind of the second version of Todd Peterson. He's a very enthusiastic young man wears his emotions on his sleeve. I mean, he's a big man, but he's a big personality as well. Today he threw for the first time against hitters, and you know, he was pounding it in there at 92, 93 miles an hour, and he looked good out there. So yeah, I'm expecting big things out of Blake. Pardon the pun, because he's such a big man, but he's a wonderful kid. He's a really good student. Loves LSU. He's got an older sister that's here at LSU. And, I think LSU fans are going to love this guy.
Don't let him fool you, though. If he's like Peterson, don't let him tell you he batted in high school and hit nukes before you use him in a game as a hitter.
Yeah, that'll be his legacy. But Peterson was a really good pitcher for us as well. And I think Blake Money's going to be a good one for us, too.
Coach, finally, before I let you run, you got to love having Devin Fontenot back again. I mean, I'm still marveling at that performance against Florida State.
Yeah, well, you know, Devin has grown up so much. And, you know, we thought last year was going to be his last year with us. He continued to improve and throwing the ball real hard. And then, of course, the craziness of the pandemic and then the shortened draft. And I think he was a little bit disappointed. You know, I think he felt that he was ready for pro ball, and then with only a 5-round draft, he didn't get selected. So he came back. Well, you know, the positive now is he's going to finish his degree. He's going to play one more year of college baseball at LSU and hopefully lead us to Omaha and a national championship and then go into professional baseball. So it's funny how sometimes, you know, things turn out to be the best thing for him, even though at a particular moment it may be disappointing. But I think Devin's a great kid. I think he's ready to take the next step, and hopefully he'll be a real force for us.
Coach, I lied to you. I have one more. How do you like your hitting lineup?
You know, it's coming around. It really is. Christian, we're going to have a lot of young guys. As veteran as our pitching staff is, our lineup's going to be that young. I think we could end up with three freshmen every day in the lineup. I mentioned already Trey Morgan and Dylan Cruz, and there's a possibility there'll be a third freshman in there. And this is the unique thing, is the guys that would have been sophomores, like Malazzo, Alex Malazzo, and Collier Cranford, Cade Doty. You know, these are three of our really good players, starting players, but they're reclassified as freshmen because of the shortened season last year, and they did not get a chance to play through an SEC schedule and go through that grind and learn about that. So if you look at the three true freshmen and then three reclassified freshmen, technically we could have six freshmen in our starting lineup. But I think it's a talented team. You know, Cade Beloso gives us some veteran leadership there, and I think he's going to do some really good things for us. I'm hoping Giovanni DiGiacomo takes it to another level. I'm hoping Gavin Dugas steps up and can be a guy that can really be counted on with the bat. So I think it's going to come around. I think we're solid behind the plate. I think we're going to have a really good outfield. Bo has been moved from first base to the outfield because of Morgan just being so good at first base. So hopefully, you know, he can surround him out there and catch the ones he gets to. And I think it's going to be a good lineup. I think it's going to keep improving. Eddie Smith is just doing a tremendous job with those guys, working with them every day. And I think it'll all pay off for us as the season gets going.
LSU coach Paul Mainieri, good luck as you guys get started, and hopefully I'll get to see you in person in the near future.
Okay, sounds good, Christian.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.